Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadha Hare
Gopi Jana Vallabha
Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadha Hare Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yamunatira Vanachari Yamunatira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Prabhu Parad Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Chila, Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Prabhupada Chila Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada 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 Chila Prabhupada Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Let me again welcome all of you for this very, very tiny, little, shrunken ceremony. The different circumstances, I think, give us a time to have a more intimate festival where there is not just so many people. So everything has its good side also. I was thinking to read today Lord Krishna's own words about his understanding of the guru-disciple relationship. Today, as you all know, is the appearance day of the founder Acharya of our movement. He is the teacher, the great, I could say, guide of each one of us. He is, we call him the preeminent guru of every member of our society because of his exalted qualities. And the guru-disciple institution is instituted by Krishna himself as a way to approach the Lord. And here in the Bhagavatam we hear of an incident where Krishna himself learned from a spiritual master. Imagine God goes to a guru. It is sometimes described that Krishna is the ocean of knowledge and Sandipani Muni, his guru, is like a cloud who has the water from that ocean of knowledge. But in this pastime of Krishna, Krishna wants to show that although I'm the origin of all knowledge, I want to also give the example of someone who learns from a guru. So in this comparison then, the cloud who has all his water from the ocean gives it back to the ocean. Beautiful analogy. Here is Krishna's words. Because of really having so little time today for this lecture, I request you to just let us quickly chant the mantras together and also this Sanskrit together. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Tushto Hambo Dvija Shrestha Tushto Hambo Dvija Shrestha Satya Santu Manorata Chandam Syayata Dhyamani Bhavantiha Paratracha. This is the guru of Lord Krishna, Sandipani Muni, who speaks now to Lord Krishna and also the friend of Krishna, Sudama. Both of them, you must know, had gone in the night or in the evening actually to get firewood so that the Akanda Deepa, the uninterruptedly burning Yajnik fire, the fire in which all the sacrifices were done in the ashram, could be nourished. So there was a bad rain, I mean really bad. It was a catastrophe. What is a catastrophe? So they were found missing in the morning, and then the guru, Sandipani Muni, takes the entire ashram to search for these two lost disciples who had been forced to spend the night, that rainy night, under some tree in the forest. So this is what Sandipani Muni says to them. You boys are first-class brahmanas, and I'm so satisfied with you. May all your desires be fulfilled. And may the Vedic mantras you have learned from me never lose their meaning for you in this world or the next. So here we find the principle of empowerment. The spiritual master is extremely satisfied by the service which the disciples render to him. And as a result, he showers his blessings upon the disciple, his gifts. Today we gather to glorify Srila Prabhupada, and it is my sincere desire that I will talk to you about the seven gifts of a true empowered spiritual master. Seven gifts. Seven. These seven gifts are discussed by Srila Raghunath Goswami, and they can be obtained by every disciple who goes in the right direction in his life. The example which is given is when the river Ganga comes flowing. If you want the Ganga water, you will put the pot, a pot in the Ganga water. But the pot has to be turned in the right direction. If, let us say, Ganga comes from here, like in Haridwar and Rishikesh, no? Comes flowing here. If you put the pot, the open part of the pot, I don't really, like this, then the pot can get full of water. But if you put the pot in the wrong direction, that is the bottom of the pot here, then all the water will flow over it and beyond it. When you take your pot out, there's no water inside. So all of us who come today to glorify Srila Prabhupada, let us hear about the gifts and then let us decide if we put our pot in the right direction, that is, put our lives in and align our lives in such a way that we can receive them, it's a fact that many of us who are glorified as Prabhupada disciples have unfortunately in their life sometimes put their pots in the wrong direction, and then the water of the gifts of Prabhupada were not understood or not received. So this, I think, by glorifying Prabhupada's gift to us, we all have the choice to say, do I want this really? And then move in the right direction. So the shloka, which is describing the seven gifts of the spiritual master, is spoken by another great acharya, Raghunath Goswami, who says, very beautiful shloka. Nama shrestam manumapi sachiputra matra svarupam rupam tasya grajamuru purimadurim gostavatim radha kundam girivaramaho radhika madhavasham prapto yasya pratita kripaya shri gurum tanna tosmi. Here Raghunath Goswami approaches his spiritual master. His heart is full of gratitude. He is described as a person whose eyes were always wet with water because he cried tears for Radha and Krishna. Very exalted soul. He said, I bow down to the beautiful lotus feet of my spiritual master, by whose curseless mercy I have received seven gifts from him. The first gift is the supreme holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. The second gift which I've gotten is the divine mantra. The divine mantra refers to the Gayatri mantras, mantra. Then the third gift is, I have heard about Lord Chaitanya and have gotten from him the opportunity to serve in his mission. The next gift is, I've heard about his associates and their teachings, like Swarup Damodar, Rupa Goswami, and his older brother Sanatan Goswami. His next gift, where are we? His fifth gift, yes, is, I have heard about the supreme blissful kingdom of God, the blissful abode of Vrindavan. And the sixth gift is, there in Vrindavan is where I live at the present moment. And I have gotten from him my place here. I'm Radha Kund in Govardhan. And the last gift is, and in a way, this may be the most powerful gift I have received from him. Within my heart, a desire to one day serve Sri Sri Radhika and Madhava, Radha and Krishna, in Vrindavan. Sri Mukta Charita, text 4. It is a verse which you feel in the Gaudiya line, many, many Gaudiyas, also in our movement, quote that even before they start to speak. When the Guru feels pleased by the sincere attitude of his disciple, he opens his treasure box and he gives them, please listen carefully, seeds in Deutsch, Samen. I say it because I sometimes pronounce things wrong in English. And it is now up to the disciple to take these seeds, protect them, because they're very, very soft, very soft, and to nurture them. No? Just like it is described, Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavanjeev, if a living entity is very fortunate, he will meet a spiritual master who will give the seed of bhakti in his heart. What this means is, we are getting something which we have to cultivate in our life so that it grows to its full potential. No? Just like I know where I live in the Gora Bhavan, in the kitchen there is a little box of seeds. We have our lawn, we have many flowers. We like the bees to come, and it's not a typical bourgeoisie lawn. It's this lawn, ein Rasen, where we have wildflowers also, and we have more seeds. So these seeds we have, now if I want them to grow into beautiful flowers, I will have to take them down from the shelf. I have to go outside, I have to so give them into the earth, and then I must see that there is enough water to let them grow. So the first gift which we have gotten in seed form is the holy name. It is Krishna himself in his Nama Rupa. So if we honor this gift, we will really see how will this work, so that we come to this level where the holy name is totally blossom for us. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings about this. Nishkapateno dashakabehobe nirantara namagaobo. Avesharohiya deayatra kori tomara karuna pabo. Bhaktivinoda Thakur expresses his desire that the holy name will totally unfold his beauty. And you can see if you are already on this level or if you still need to cultivate the seed a little. He says, when will I attain such a sincere state that when I sing your holy names, then I will be remained, absorbed in ecstasy. I will only do what is necessary to maintain the body, just on the side, but I will know that I have received your holy name when I am absorbed in ecstasy as I chant it. This is when you take care of the seed of, is an example of taking care of the gift which is given in a seed form, you will then see how the gift develops in you to the state of perfection. The next thing is the mantra, the Gayatri mantra. The Gayatri mantras are mantras which nurture your chanting of the main gift, the holy name. These Gayatri mantras, sometimes devotees become neglectful in chanting them because they either think, well, most of the time they are just lazy and neglectful, but some may think, oh, I have the holy name, why do I need the Gayatri mantra? From the holy name everything will come. Please listen very carefully. The Gayatri mantra is given because it, as you chant it, you get a deep understanding of your connectedness with Krishna. I would like to give you an example. Today everything had to go very fast because it was a long festival yesterday, and then in the night a huge meal. I mean, one was a little hungry and one ate sufficiently. And I was chanting the Gayatri mantra in the morning, and I must say I felt a little tired and a little like this. But as I came to the seventh line of the mantra. Oh, powerful mantra. The seventh line says, I worship the original God of love, who with his five arrows, that is his beautiful form, his the beautiful sound of his voice and his flute, and so on, who conquers with these five arrows all our desires for anything else. And as I was chanting this Gayatri mantra, I said, my dear Lord Krishna, I'm here in the material world. I'm surrounded by these powerful material attractions. Please help me to pull my mind entirely towards you. So this is called sambandha, a relationship. And the Gayatri mantras will help you to understand your relationship with Krishna. And then when you chant the Hare Krishna mantra, then, it's so much better. It's so much more life. It's so much, you really feel Krishna is there. So therefore, this is the second gift. It helps us to appreciate the first gift, so to say. Therefore, in another composition of Raghunath Das Goswami, it's a mana shiksha. Mana shiksha means instructions to the mind. No? How should you think? How should you work? In spiritual circles, you always find these shiksha books. never, never, never underestimate these books. We have two Shiksha books, Upadishamrita and Mana Shiksha. Very powerful works who tell you how you should move in your spiritual life. No? So in this book, Raghunath Das Goswami mentions the mantra as the first gift and the holy name as the second gift. Because you can really only chant the holy name in a more elevated state than just struggling with your mind all the time. You can only do that when you chant in a devotional relationship. There must be a devotion, a devotional relationship in your heart. The next service, the next thing he mentions is the service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I must tell you, my dear devotees, I'm trying to preach and travel and meet people. Now this has become very difficult. Therefore, I travel into everyone's and into the homes of the people and get on their nerves there through the internet. Maybe you have discovered the internet also. There are many things, good things going on. The service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is one song which Bhakti Charu Maharaj introduced me to. It is called Jaji. Oh, I can't sing it like him. Jaji Gauranga Nahito Tabe Ki Hoito Kemono Dorito De Rara Rama Hima Prema Rasa Sima Jagate Janato Ke. It must sound terrible. I'm sorry, I can't do it better. If Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not have appeared, then what would have become of us? How would we have survived even? Who could have taught the world about the glories of Srimati Radharani and the topmost love? We wouldn't know anything about it. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the golden avatar, who appeared a little bit more than 500 years ago, has given such exquisite teachings. He has revealed the secrets of the spiritual world, and he has shown a very realistic and very doable process how to attain it. And all those who are, and these are most of you here, maybe all of you, who are engaged in the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the moment you touch this service, you're entering a lift and you're going up. I remember when I was a young bhakta, I was even more enthusiastic. I would go in London on the streets and I would start to speak about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna consciousness in general. And I've never received so much audience in my life as there. I was standing on the street corners and there were so many people around that the traffic couldn't move any longer. And I couldn't, you know, now my English is very bad. At that time, it was worse. It was really, Gokrishna would not have been able to understand because there was so much German, wie sagt man, accent, you know, so much German language in it. But the people appreciated very much. I don't know why they understood. I noticed at that moment, my God, I'm engaged in a mission here. I'm spreading Krishna consciousness, and I am empowered to do things which otherwise I could not do. Reva, you look at me with almost, what is he talking? Yeah, it is like this. Anyone knows, when they go and serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, miracles happen. Buddha Bhavana. Sadbuja goes on in festivals. Many, many people are there. And most of them are also taking some unwanted substances from our perspective. They want them very much, these substances. They are... And Sadbuja is sitting there chanting Hare Krishna, and many people join, isn't it? And you think, I'm an ordinary person from... what was this happening? It's Mahaprabhu's mercy which is happening. Everyone knows that. Even a child knows it. When you connect with the service of Mahaprabhu, wonderful things take place. I hear that although nothing moves in this COVID times, the devotees move. They have Rath Yatra everywhere. I was in Gießen just recently that... all shops are closed, but not our devotee shops. You know, it's the prashad, they are prashadam shops, you know. The service of Mahaprabhu empowers you. But if you go a little bit deeper, Mahaprabhu is like a towering golden mountain. Also ein ganz hoher, alles überscheinender Berg aus Gold. Mahaprabhu is like a towering golden mountain, and it shows you direction. Come like this. If you take this process seriously, you will actually reach Radha and Krishna in the pastimes. Come like this. Then he goes on. I will have to go a little. I have to cut. Short a few things here. He talks about the associates of Mahaprabhu, Swarup Damodar, Rupa and Sanatan. Why are they important and why are their books important? Mahaprabhu has told Rupa and Sanatan to take his ideals, his truth, and write books about them, which are like guidebooks so that we can follow them. The most important guidebook in our tradition is the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Prabhupada took this book before all other books and wanted to translate it. It's the nectar of devotion. And Prabhupada said for the next 10,000 years, this is the guidebook for all of you. It is... Rupa Goswami has written down all the principles and the practical things you need to do to go back home, back to Godhead in this book. He has taken Mahaprabhu's instructions and made a doable guidebook from it. So in this way, the associates are very important. Rupa Goswami knows the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and can express the depths of what is there in Mahaprabhu and what he came to give to the world. I will quickly go. Then he has given the holy dham. How can we glorify this gift of the holy dham? Srila Prabhupada has, for all his followers, he has given these holy pilgrimages and he built temples in them. For instance, at Mayapur, he's building a whole city, really, which is gradually expanding. There's Vrindavan, and other holy dhams. We can go there on pilgrimage and we can be touched by the holy dham. All of you who still want to go to the holy dham and have not gone there, as soon as is possible, we should just put an airplane here in Goloka Dham and vroom, fly to the Holy Dham. Because the moment you enter this atmosphere, the transformation in your heart starts. You get free from your karma, these things which you work on since many years, but you can't overcome them. Ah, they stick to you, these obstacles, these anattas, and you can also develop some real, genuine feelings for Krishna, some ecstasy. Ah, Krishna. What can you say? There's a great, great saint, Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. Prabhupada quotes him very often. He speaks about this verse. Please consider the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You are very intelligent. You, my dear Lord, you, my dear gentleman, you have to see this. But here he glorifies Vrindavan. He says, what can I say, dear Vrindavan Dham? If I could see the beauty of you, smell your fragrance, I know 1 million eyes are not enough. 1 million noses are not enough. 1 million mouths are not enough. And even if I could offer you my obeisances with millions of heads, still I would not be satisfied. So since he is a great soul who says, I can't express it, you are so glorious, Vrindavan Dham, that a small soul like me will better stop here. But here comes the last, and I consider this gift the greatest gift. It's a hope in our heart, a longing, a desire. When the soul comes into the atmosphere of the material world, his or her greatest loss is the loss of the hope and desire. You could also call it longing. When the soul is like a spark in the fire of Krishna and Krishna's leelas, Krishna's pastimes, when it comes into the world, it is like a spark which falls out of the fire. What is the hope of such a soul? Consider a spark. What is the hope of a spark who falls from the fire? It will become black. It will become, you call it charcoal, also so Holzkohle, sagt man in Deutsch. There is no hope for such a soul. So when the spiritual master comes, he gives you the hope. And he gives you also your lost desire. Our desire is now very much focused on other things. You know, internet shopping, what is else? We have many desires, no? To establish ourselves in this world in the most happy position so that we can, we tell ourselves so that I can do my service well. We have other desires. And sometimes these desires are stronger. They overwhelm our desire to go to Krishna. We don't even think of Krishna. Just like in the other lecture which we heard in the tent, Krishna addresses one soul and says, I wanted so much that you come back to me, that I was dancing like a fool. I was looking down the path. When will he or she come? When will they come? But you did not even show a small inclination, eine klitzekleine Neigung, to come to me. There was nothing. And what could I do? I can't break my law to interfere or to mix into your freedom. You have to decide what you wish. I can't, you know, brainwash, that's not the question, but I can't, you know, rewire you and do a neurological surgery in your brain that you think a different way and you are a different person. No, I can't do that. This is my principle. I give everyone their freedom. So you didn't show even the smallest inclination. So when a great soul like Prabhupada comes into this world, he gives this inclination back, this hope, this desire, and then we stand a chance. Then we do have again something on which we can build our spiritual life. It was so nice. I met one of the devotees who lives now who used to live nearby in Goloka Dham, even on Goloka Dham, but they have to take care of, you know, the working place and something very, very good, and it turned up in North Germany. So they are there. And then I saw this devotee standing here in the back and looking towards the altar. We had just finished the deity darshan, and it was finished, so I went back. I wanted to go out of the room, and I didn't want to cross before the devotees who were looking at the deity, so I took the long way, and I saw this devotee standing at the wall and looking at the deity. And like always, I try to greet everyone, which is not always possible, especially when I don't have the glasses on, then I don't see. And I'm not so interested to see so many things of this world, so I'm happy that my eyes are now giving path. But I want to see, of course, the devotee. So I saw the devotee, and I said, "You look very moved. Can you share what is going on for you at this moment?" And the devotee said, "You know what? I don't want anything else in my life. I just want Krishna." I said, "Isn't this, you know, when you come into a spiritual atmosphere, your desires shift. Have you noted that? You think, more Krishna, more Krishna, more Krishna, if possible, more Krishna." When you meet a great soul like Srila Prabhupada, your desire shifts. I remember my life. I wanted to become a member of the Rolling Stones. That was my desire, my goal. And I came to Prabhupada, and afterwards I thought, that's Maya. And I wanted something entirely different. I want now many different things, which I did not even think at that time. I lost my interest in money. I don't need for myself. For projects, yes, if Krishna inspires people and gives it, very nice. But for myself, Hare Krishna, I'm happy. What do I need? Nothing. I have my beads and little prasadam, and so on. So desires do change. And what happens is that we get pure desires, good desires. And even if we fail 100 times, we will, if the desire is there, we will get up the 101 time and move on according to our desire. But if we would not have such a desire, we would not get up. We would not walk in this direction. We would be condemned to either lie when we have fallen, remain lying, or we would go in the wrong direction, so to say, and not put our pot in the right direction so that we wouldn't get the mercy. So this is the great gift of Srila Prabhupada. He implants another desire in our heart, and then we go in the direction Krishna. When we don't have this desire, when we don't have this hope, we go in the direction, well, to make it simple, Maya, no? Illusions. So, therefore, with affection and trembling voice and tears in his eyes, Raghunath Goswami says, I bow down to the beautiful lotus feet of my spiritual master, by whose causeless mercy I have received the 7 gifts. The holy name, the mantra, the Lord Chaitanya's service, a mission in my life, the teachings, the holy Dhamma. He brings a few points about the holy Dhamma, and then the hope or desire to one day attain the seva, the eternal service of Radha and Krishna. When this desire, hope, becomes more, then one day you will get the important key which will make your Krishna conscious ecstatic. It's called mamata in Sanskrit. Mamata means, Krishna, you are mine. I belong to you. A very close relationship. Rupa Goswami writes, when one develops this mineness towards Krishna, that is called bhakti. Ananya mamata Vishnu nameta prema sangata. And when Krishna sees, a devotee feels so attached to Krishna. We belong together. I am yours. Please, my Lord, accept my service. I'm still struggling with my mind, but my Lord, please, you are very merciful. You kindly, just please, some kripa. So the devotee feels like this. And then Krishna thinks, wow! In Vrajavasi, you would say, wow! When the Vrajavasi says, gives an expression of surprise, he would say, wow! So, Krishna thinks, this soul is very eager. He has or she has a strong desire, so strong that she says or he says, my Lord, you are really mine. My Radha Madan Mohan, I want to just serve you. I want to be in the shade of your lotus feet. Krishna immediately reciprocates. Immediately. I want to just close now. I remember, if I can say something personally, my highlight yesterday was, maybe you saw, I have to take medicine which is really not good. It's good for the problem which I treat, but the rest of the body is really exhausted and bloated and it affects the mind, you become so tired. So yesterday in the late hours of Jamashtami, I was really God Krishna told me the right word, moody, you know, or cranky. Even cranky is also a word. You know, like a little child who is too tired and then goes, ooh, my mind was a little bit like this. I tried to not show it to anyone. I hope you never, you have not seen, but I was just exhausted. And so I go on Bhagavad Dharma comes to me and says, would you like to do the midnight aarti? And I think, wow, this is an invitation of Krishna. Of course, that I had hoped to do this, but I didn't want to say it because I didn't feel, you know, anyways. So I'm doing this artik and I'm saying to Krishna, please, I want to do, this is the night of the nights. It's the best night in the year. And you are there and I'm somehow invited to do an artik to you, my dear Lord Krishna, but I'm a little bit tired and my mind is, oh, can you just give me a little strength, just a little. Meine Botenstoffe funktionieren nicht. That was my prayer in German. So then silence. There was nothing from the deities. I continued to do what you do on the altar. Then I turn around and offer the article to Srila Prabhupada and the Vyasa-san and then to the devotees. And then I turn back to Madan Mohan, the deity, our main deity, Madan Mohan. And my dear devotees, he was smiling. That smile was not there before. I thought, let me go closer if I see this correctly. He was smiling. Now, and as I look at him, I start to just laugh. He looks so joyful. You know, when someone is really joyful and you look at them, you feel uplifted and you also smile. I cannot describe it in any other way. He was smiling and even laughing. His smile went into a laughter. And it was visible, it was perceivable, also man hat es wahrgenommen, and it was absolutely changing everything. And wow. Then I thought, well, now let me not become too blissful. I was remembering Darutka, who was fanning the Lord, and then he became ecstatic, and he started to tremble, and he cursed himself. I don't want to tremble now. I want to serve the Lord. It's about him. It's not about me. So I did everything, and I put my, I've learned this new word, resting face. Also so ein Kartoffelgesicht, sagen wir in Deutschland. Because the priest is not meant to pull even a little bit of attention on his person, he must act in such a way that everyone feels drawn to the deity. I mean, or put the deity in the center with utmost concentration. So yes, he smiled, and then something came into me. Don't take your mind so serious. Someone who takes the mind serious will always have ups and downs. Just laugh. That is what I felt. So I'm looking now at the time and I see Vaidyanath is, please, go. You're preparing everything, no? We should stop here because we, oh my God, I didn't see it. But I thank you very much that you gave me the opportunity to speak in my where I belong, at the lotus feet of Prabhupada, and glorify his gifts. And I'm I'm really, really grateful in my life that he came and gave me this life, you know, this wonderful life. So please study the gifts of Srila Prabhupada, take them into your heart, and see how you become blissful. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.